Yeah. Bye. भवति विशेष उपन्यास उपन्यास के
I previously said, if you want to hear about wife stealing, if you want to hear about intrigues, if you want to hear about wars, why waste your time on some heroic novel?
तो अगर आपको किसी की पत्नी चुराने के बारे में अगर आपको किसी प्रकार के युद्ध के बारे में और इस प्रकार के किसी प्रकार के अलग अलग पांडवों के बारे में जानना हो तो इधर उधर के उपन्यास पढ़ने की कोई जरूरत नहीं
बस विष्णु भागवत है ना परफेक्ट है बात
और सिर्फ श्रीमद भागवत पढ़िए और अपना जीवन
Go ahead, Bob. So, to give you an idea of why I'm giving this prologue here, I'm going to back up in the story because most of you haven't been here for the rest of the story. Try to understand that. Although it's written like a novel, it's a true history of the universe. It's not mythology. You're not hearing mythology in Shrimad-Bhagavatam.
आप इसी समझने का प्रयास कीजिए कि मनु का रचना नहीं है ये इतिहास है.
So, this narration, the action, so to speak, begins back on the Fourth verse of the chapter. Fourth verse. After conquering the three worlds, upper, middle, and lower planetary system, Soma, the moon god, performed a great sacrifice known as Radhishri Yajna.
So, even though he did not have to take a bath, the Chaturdevta has home,
So, this chapter is describing the descendants of the moon god. Previously, we were hearing about the sun, descendants of the sun god. So, there was a son named Atri, which was generated from Lord Brahma.
So, Rishi Atri the, jo ki Brahma ke dwara utpann hue the.
Atri was the son of Lord Brahma, and he was as qualified as his father, great soul.
So, Atri Brahma ke putra the, aur lagbhag utne hi mahan the, jaise Brahma ji.
The third verse, we're backing up a little bit. From Atri's tears of jubilation was born his son named Soma.
So Atri Muni ke harsha ashru se Som Devta, Chandra Devta prakati hua.
The moon, who was full of soothing rays.
Wo chandra jo ki bahut hi shant kiranon ke liye prasiddh hai.
Lord Brahma appointed him the director of the Brahmanas, Drugs, and Luminaries.
ब्रह्मा जी ने उनको ब्राह्मणों का और वनस्पतियों का उनको अध्यक्ष
बनाया इन द वैदिक एज ड्रग्स मींस आयुर्वेदिक मेडिसिंस नॉट नेसेसरीली मॉडर्न रिक्रिएशनल ड्रग्स दैट किल पीपल एंड कॉज देम टू गो क्रेजी
सो आयुर्वेदिक वनस्पति का मतलब है कि जो आयुर्वेदिक वनस्पतियां हैं जो जो
सो इन अदर वर्ड्स एक्टिव प्रिंसिपल The active principle in medicines is caused by soma.
So Ayurvedic jo dawaiyan hai jo uske andar pe jo karya hai jo ki karya karne ki shakti hai ye sab tere se aati hai.
So Atri was extremely ecstatic in joy and that's how the this personality was born. That is to say, actually, Soma, the moon god, there's two versions. One says that he was born from the mind of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the purport of the third verse. But here we find that Soma was born from the tears in the eyes of Atri.
So, कुछ जगह का हल ये भी कहा जाता है कि सोम भगवान श्री भगवान के मन से प्रकट हुए, परंतु इस भागवत के तीसरे श्लोक के तात्पर्य प्रभुपाद और बता रहे हैं कि भागवत के अनुसार हमें साफ साफ पता चलता है कि सोम देव अति मुनि के अश्वों से प्रकट हुए।
Srila Prabhupada comments that this is appears to be contradictory, but it's actually not, because the moon god appeared in a different millennium.
So, हालांकि सुनने में ये भेद सा लगता है कि भेद है दोनों चीजों में, परंतु असल बात ये है कि अलग अलग कल्प भेद हो सकता है, अलग अलग कल्पों में सोमदेव अलग अलग प्रकाश का प्रकट हो
सकते हैं। After conquering the three worlds, upper, middle, and lower planet systems, this is the fourth person, Soma. So Soma is a Kshatriya. As I just said, there are different orders of Kshatriya dynasty, and Soma, or moon god, is one of them. Kshatriya means warrior.
So, as we have discussed, there are two different types of Kshatriya options, Surya Vamsa and Chandra Vamsa. So Soma and Chandra Vamsa.
Performed the Rajasuya Jagna after conquering the whole universe, so he was no small time player, you know, he was a giant Kshatriya.
So, Somdev was a Sadhana Kshatriya, he was a Kshatriya, he was a Kshatriya, he was a Kshatriya.
But, because he was very much puffed up, in other words, he just conquered the whole universe, so he was really puffed up.
So, what Kshatriya was a Kshatriya, he was a Kshatriya, he was a Kshatriya.
He forcibly kidnapped her husband, his wife, whose name was Tara. Should I continue with this very interesting novel, which is true history of the universe? Yes or no?
Yes.
That was weak. Yes?
Yes, Maharaj.
Haribo?
Haribo!
Much better. So, here we see Soma is stealing another man's wife. This is really a drama. And who is, wife is he stealing?
तो जिसकी पत्नी को अपहरण कर रहे हैं किस कारण से की है?
He's stealing the wife of Brihaspati. Brihaspati is the guru of the devas.
Brihaspati की पत्नी का अपहरण कर रहे हैं जो कि देवताओं के गुरु हैं।
So although this is the fifth verse, although requested again and again by Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, some did not return Tara.
तो हालांकि बृहस्पति ने कई बार बोला सोमदेव तारा जो की बृहस्पति की पत्नी है उनको वापस
This was due to his false pride.
जो कि अहंकार की वजह से
Consequently, a fight ensued between the demigods and the demons.
इसकी वजह से एक युद्ध हो गया देवताओं और असुरों के बीच.
And the next verse we find out why the demons got involved. Now this is where the deva matter, now how can the demons get involved? Good question.
अब ये आपको तो उसमें आपके देवता और असुरों के बीच भी युद्ध हो गया तो
Because of enmity, sixth verse, because of enmity between Brihaspati and Supracharya, the famous Supracharya who was also the guru of the, in the case of Bali Maharaj.
So, this is the case that Supracharya and Brihaspati were in Kalkutati, and Supracharya was in the
So, Supracharya, he took the side of the moon god and was joined by the demons. So, the demons are This is bizarre. The demons are joining on the side of the moon god.
Because
there was enmity between Brihaspati and Supracharya, so that therefore Supracharya jumped into the middle of this whole thing and brought his, all his armies and demons to fight on the side of the moon god. Not only the moon and the demons are enemies, but you see, this is politics. This is the rules of politics. Politics from this point is nothing like the first
one. Shukracharya, he said, Trutati, Brihaspati. और बृहस्पति और शुक्र के बीच में विवाद हुआ। शुभके जो का फायदा उठाएंगे शुक्राचार्य सारे असुरों के सामने शोक का साथ देने के आ गए और इसको कहते हैं राजनीति राजनीति खाली यहाँ पे नहीं
है
पूरे विश्व में पूरे सृष्टि में।
Are you ready for more story?
Yes,
come on, more
enthusiasm.
So this is Srimad Bhagavatam. I understand this is vintage Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the Bhagavad Purana. It's the highest scripture in the whole universe. So now you are hearing Bhagavad Purana as given by Srila Prabhupada.
तो अब ये समझने का प्रयास कीजिए कि जब भागवत सबसे उच्चतम ग्रंथ है पूरी सृष्टि में आप उससे सुन रहे हैं तो उसमें ऐसा रुचि रुचि
सो दिस इज बिजार
ये बड़ा विचित्र है सीखने में।
सो बृहस्पति एंड शुक्राचार्य दे डिडंट लाइक ईच अदर देयर वाज ट्रबल बिटवीन देम
बृहस्पति शुक्राचार्य में जैसे लगा शत्रुता थी दूसरे को पसंद नहीं करते थे।
So Shukracharya and all his demons took the side of the moon god and was joined by the demons. In other words, his hordes of demons. I guess we'll make a great film, you know. It is. One day they'll make wonderful films about all these.
So Shukracharya was our astronomer. So Sokka Sakya and Sri Sri
Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri Sri The greatest narration in history. I get all the other things. You know, this is the Bhagavad Purana, the greatest story ever told. They say things then about the Bible, the things forget it. This is Bhagavad Purana is the greatest story ever told, but it's true. It's not based on mythology, not at all. Not one word is mythology.
So
I'm
sorry,
so
Bhagavad Purana is
But Lord Shiva, because of his affection for the son of his spiritual master, joined the side of Brihaspati.
So Shiva ji, who was his son,
and he was accompanied by all the ghosts and hobgoblins. So I'll explain from the purport here. The moon god is one of the demigods, but to fight against the other demigods, he took the assistance of the demons. This is very strange, because not only the moon and the demons are enemies. Like Rahu, for example. Rahu is counted amongst the demons.
ये बड़ा सुनने में अजीब लगेगा क्योंकि सोमदेव और अश्रु का शत्रुता है जैसे कहते हैं राहु के बारे
में। The hostility between Rahu and the moon and the sun, there's a true explanation of eclipses, either solar or lunar eclipse. The real cause is that Rahu attempts to devour both the sun and the moon, depending whether it's a solar eclipse or lunar eclipse. It's actually both dark because Rahu is a shadow, considered to be the shadow of Rahu.
So, this is why it happens that we understand that how the Rahu and Sukhdev are in the midst of the Sukhdev, and the Sukhdev is in the midst of the Sukhdev.
100 years from now, the astronomers will accept the Vedic version.
So, if we are talking about the astronomers,
maybe less, because
we are starting to get
Starting getting interested in the Vedic version of cosmology, just now beginning by the mercy of
Prabhupada.
So Shukracharya, he joined with Brihaspati because Shukra was the enemy of Brihaspati, and so he also joined the moon god to retaliate in anger against Brihaspati. I was reading, follow the book, please. We're talking about the sixth verse. Prabhupada's purport in the sixth verse.
I'll read the purport again. This is very important. I have to try to put this context straight again. The moon god is one of the demigods. But to fight against the other demigods, he took the assistance of the demons. Shukracharya, being an enemy of Brihaspati, also joined the moon god to retaliate or to get revenge against, he was very angry, get revenge against Brihaspati.
बृहस्पति
का शत्रु होने से शुक्र ने भी अपना क्रोध बताने के लिए
चंद्रमा
का पक्ष धारण किया. The situation, Lord Shiva, who was affectionate towards Brihaspati, joined Brihaspati's side.
बृहस्पति को समझने के लिए शिव जी ने बृहस्पति के प्रति स्नेह के कारण उसका पक्ष धारण किया.
Big cosmic war shaping up here. The father of Brihaspati was Angira, from whom Lord Shiva had received knowledge. Of course, that's external. Lord Shiva is by nature full of knowledge, but it indicates that just like Narada had a guru also. Shri Vyasadeva had a guru, which is the system. That system is honored all throughout the universe. So Lord Shiva and all his Buddhas, they joined with Brihaspati against the opposition. So the father of Brihaspati was Angira, from whom Lord Shiva received knowledge. This is the point. Therefore, Lord Shiva had some affection for Brihaspati. And he joined with Lord Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods. He joined with Brihaspati in this fight for Shiva. Shri Swami remarks that Lord Shiva is well known to have received knowledge from Angira. Once again, that's external. Now it gets better. It gets better. King Indra, accompanied with all kinds of demigods, joined the side of Brihaspati. Thus it was a great fight destroying both demons and demigods only for the sake of Tara. That's Brihaspati's wife, because you see, because the moon god had stolen Brihaspati's wife for an affair, illegal affair. Therefore, there was this whole big fight. It's in the West, there's this story of Helen of Troy.
So, Western देश में आपने सुना होगा ये ट्रॉय की कहानी.
It's Greek, somewhere between history and mythology. It's not exactly clear where the line is.
तो ग्रीस में ये है और इसके बारे में कुछ लोग कहते हैं मैथोलॉजी कुछ लोग कहते हैं ये इतिहास है तो अभी क्लियर.
There was a big war between tribe of Kshatriyas called the Trojans.
तो बहुत बड़ा युद्ध हुआ था क्षत्रियों के अलग अलग ग्रुप जो ट्रोजन था जो तो मूवी ऑफ
ग्रीक्स. There was a famous wooden horse that was rolled into the city and out of the horse came the enemies.
तो बहुत बड़ा लकड़ी का घोड़ा शहर के अंदर में लाया गया था ट्रॉय के जिसके अंदर
very famous story in the West. There might be some historical truth behind it, it's hard to say.
There's a big movie also, man.
Huh?
There's a famous movie on this
one. And right.
No, it's the West. Hollywood.
They've made many films, many times. They have Hollywood films about it. I mean, the point is, so here you have some woman starts a war. So we see this whole thing is going on here. In this case, it's stealing the wife of the groom is having a sense of extremely serious. But Orva was fully informed by Angira about the entire incident. He severely chastised the moon god, Soma. Remember that Lord Brahma is the chief executive guru, head of charge of the whole universe, so nobody can mess with him.
So Brahma ji,
his word is accepted as the word of God. You see that as good as God, so because he is considered a great devotee of the Lord, therefore, when he gives an order, everyone in the universe has to follow him.
So, देखते हैं कि जब ब्रह्मा जी आदेश देते हैं तो लोग उसको फिर पालन करते हैं.
So he gave the order that Tara be returned to her husband Brihaspati.
उन्होंने यह आदेश दिया आगे दी कि तारा को वापस करना बृहस्पति के पास वापस भेज देते हैं.
Then Brihaspati could understand that she was pregnant.
तब बृहस्पति को यह पता चला कि तारा गर्भवती.
This is really bad.
The
wife of the guru of the Devas is pregnant by another man. This is really bad.
So, जो देव गुरु की जो पत्नी है उनको किसी और ने गर्भवती कर दिया.
The ninth verse. Brihaspati said, "You foolish woman," he's talking to his wife. He just had a twin.
Brihaspati अपनी पत्नी तारा से बात कर रहे हैं.
This is my great son. Exactly what people want to hear. It'll make fabulous cinema.
The
foolish woman, your womb which was meant for me to impregnate has been impregnated by someone other than me.
उसकी जगह तुमने किसी और के वेद को अपने गर्भ में धारण कर लिया है.
Immediately deliver your child. Immediately deliver.
तुरंत इस बच्चे को जन्म दो. तुरंत इस बच्चे को जन्म दो.
Be assured that after the child is delivered, I shall not burn you to ashes.
और इस चीज से निश्चित रहो कि जब तुम जन्म ये गर्भ को जन्म दे दोगी उसके बाद मैं तुम्हें भस्म नहीं करूंगा.
For he had the power, this shows he had the power to burn his wife's ashes.
हम उससे देखते हैं कि यहाँ बृहस्पति के पास उतनी शक्ति थी कि वो लोग चाहे तो भस्म कर सकते थे.
Nowadays, people don't have the power to burn others to ashes. This is a marriage squabble. If somebody could burn their partner to ashes, it would not. There would be huge piles of ashes all over the place.
सभी लोगों के पास ये शक्ति नहीं है. एक कारण से ये भी है कि अगर ये शक्ति लोगों के पास होती तो हर जगह आपको राखी राखी करनी पड़ेगी. बस
So he says, I shall not burn you to ashes. I know that although you were unchaste, you wanted a son, therefore I shall not punish you. That's, this means that he's magnanimous.
So, Brihaspati कह रहे हैं कि मैं तुम्हें भस्म नहीं करूंगा हालांकि तुमने असती हो परंतु मुझे पता है तुम्हें पुत्र की इच्छा थी पुत्र कामना थी इसलिए तुमने धारण किया कर हालांकि तो बृहस्पति पर मैं निश्चित तौर पर अपने भस्म नहीं करता. इससे हमें पता चलता है कि बृहस्पति का हृदय बहुत उदार है.
So Srila Prabhupada points out that Tara was married to Brihaspati and she was supposed to be impregnated by him, not by some other man, or Deva, after all, the moon god is a Deva.
हालांकि तारा बृहस्पति की पत्नी थी इसी तरह बृहस्पति की पत्नियों को किसी और से गर्भधारण नहीं करना चाहिए था.
Here's the problem. She preferred to be impregnated by the gorgeous, beautiful, handsome, youthful sun god. I mean, you know, Chandrasen, I mean, moon god is buff, you know. He's a very handsome, virile young man, not young deva, young god. So she wanted to have sex with him, and have a son by him, instead of her husband.
So, Tara ne, जो सोमदेव है उनके द्वारा गर्भधारण किया क्योंकि वो बहुत सुंदर थे और सुशील थे, देखने में बहुत आकर्षक थे. इस वजह से तारा ने ये स्वीकार किया.
So Sri Prabhupada says that she preferred to be impregnated by someone.
तारा ने ये इस चीज की अनुमति दी थी कि वो इच्छा जाहिर की थी कि वो सोम से गर्भधारण करें.
So therefore she was very anxious because, I mean, she was very into cheating her husband. I mean, this is adultery, you know, this is outright adultery going on here.
So,
adultery means when you cheat on your husband or wife.
So ये अपने पति को धोखा देने वाली बात होती है, ऐसी ऐसी असत्यत्व का दावा किया.
So Tara, the woman being discussed here, the wife of Brihaspati, accepted Tara from Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma was in the middle of this, it's a family matter. Lord Brahma had betrothed Tara to Brihaspati. When he saw that she was pregnant, he wanted her to deliver his son immediately. Tara certainly very much feared her husband. I mean, after all, he's a mystic yogi, you know. He's not some Kupertan character.
So Tara ko apni pati se bahut bhay laga tha aur unhone turant kyunki us adhar vyakti ka bhi ek mahan yogi ji the mahan.
She thought she might be punished after giving birth.
So उनको डर लग रहा था, भय लग रहा था कि जन्म लेने के बाद उनको फिर से कोई दंड मिलेगा. इस वजह से उनको डर लग रहा था.
Therefore, Brihaspati assured her he would not punish her, although she was unchaste and had become pregnant through illicit sex.
तो बृहस्पति ने उनको आश्वासन दिया कि उनको दंड नहीं देंगे, हालांकि वो असती हैं.
Should we continue? That was weak. Is it a good story?
Yes.
Is it a good story? The true history of the universe, remember. This is not mythology. Your Lord reads like a novel. It is not mythology, but I understand. It's the actual history of the universe. That's what Bhagavad Purana is. So Shukadeva Goswami continued, by Brihaspati's order, Tara, who was very much ashamed, immediately gave birth to the child.
So, सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने आगे कहा कि बृहस्पति के आगे अनुसार तारा जो कि बहुत शर्म से रजित थी, उन्होंने एक बच्चे को जन्म दिया.
So now more trouble.
अब इससे और समस्या आ गई.
So she gave birth, she was ashamed. First of all, I mean, she had some good qualities. She was the least, she was the same as a simple activity.
कुछ अच्छे गुण
Now the child was very beautiful with a golden bodily hue. Both Brihaspati and the moon god Soma desired a beautiful child.
So Brihaspati and Soma, dono ki iksha hui us putra ko rakhne ki.
More trouble. Are you ready?
Evil.
That was weak. Are you ready?
Evil.
quoting again the 11th verse, by having come to the 11th verse. Fighting again broke out between Brihaspati and the moon god. Both of them claiming that this child is my child, not yours.
So, Somdev and Brihaspati ke beech mein fir se vivad ho gaya, dono log kehne lage ki ye putra mera hai.
All the saints and demigods present asked Tara whose child the newborn baby actually was. But because she was very ashamed, she could not immediately answer. She didn't want to tell the truth because now she's ashamed that her beautiful son, no matter how beautiful it was, was born out of illicit sex. Now she's ashamed.
तो अभी वो बहुत शर्म के बारे में बोल नहीं पा रहे थे, हालांकि उनका पुत्र इतना सुंदर था और वो अपने गलत तरीके से उत्पन्न हुआ था, जो उसको नहीं था.
So she wouldn't tell who the father was.
तो ये बोल नहीं रही थी कि कौन है पिता.
Now, this is very interesting.
अभी बहुत रुचिकर.
Please open, keep the book open. Now the baby himself gets involved in the mix. In text number 12. It's a new baby. This newborn baby, it's a golden, effulgent baby, it's not an ordinary child, it's not an ordinary, what we call varna samskar, unwanted progeny. It was a beautiful, effulgent, golden colored baby. So this baby was being not an ordinary baby. He was born with the ability to talk fluently immediately. I don't know if it was Sanskrit or some other, the language of the Devas, whatever it is. Are you ready for the next? The child then became very angry. It's a baby. This is a tiny baby. This baby is already fully, in English word is cognizant.
तो ये देखते हैं कि पूरा बालक ऐसा लगा कि पूर्ण ज्ञान में.
In other words, can speak fluently as an infant.
और ये छोटा शिशु होते हुए भी वो बिल्कुल अच्छे तरीके से बोल रहा है.
And he was very angry. Not ordinary child, not an earthly child. This is a deva.
He's
the son of a deva.
साधारण शिशु तो नहीं है, कि देव पुत्र है.
This is the baby. This is amazing. He demanded that his mother immediately tell the truth. Keep in mind, this is a baby talking with no, you know, life education, no, you know, worldly affairs, no knowledge of history, nothing. It's a baby, infant. He starts talking to his mother. You want cake, woman? What is the use of your unnecessary shame? Why do you not admit your fault? Immediately tell me about your faulty behavior.
अपने दोष चरित्र के विषय में बदलाव.
In other words, she wants to hear him say who his father is.
So ये शिशु अपने माता से जानना चाह रहा है कि पिता कौन है.
Instead of lying or covering it up, you know, he's scolding her for not telling the truth immediately.
और डांट लगा रहे हैं इसकी वजह से.
So on the 13th verse, Gaura Mama then brought Tara to a secluded place, have some mother and baby,
जी तारा को इस जगह पे लेके आए पश्चात रमा जी तारा को इतना देने के बाद
She just got chastised by, heavily chastised by a tiny baby, and then the war is almost taking place again over her and her child, and now two great men, big men, are fighting over her baby, and she's in an epicenter of this whole thing. Lord Vilas, very intelligent. You have to be intelligent to be the CEO of the entire
universe.
And you're always empowered, completely empowered by his guru, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So he knows everything about diplomacy. Diplomacy. How to be diplomatic. So he took Tara to a secluded place, and after pacifying her, she's in an upset, you know, and she just got heavied out by, you know, two giant men, the moon god, Brihaspati, and then the wars almost taking place between devas and demons over her. So she's in the center of this upset, so Shen. And therefore, Lord Brahma has to pacify her so she can spit it out. Okay, come on! So he's the father. But he's being very diplomatic. So after she calms down, he gets her to calm down. He's like your grandfather, great grandfather, I say. He asked her to whom the child actually belongs. She replied very slowly.
This is son of the son of the moon god.
Then the moon god immediately took charge of the child. Interstellar politics. If you still want to waste your time watching Hollywood or Bollywood cinema, this is much better. Anybody has any Bollywood connections, you tell them, come on, drop this rubbish. Make the film of this incident of Brihaspati versus the moon god. This is a great storyline, but it's true history of the universe. Text 14. Oh, Maharaj appreciate when Lord Brahma said that the child saw that the child was deeply intelligent, he gave the child the name Buddha.
देखा कि यह बालक अत्यधिक बुद्धिमान है तो उन्होंने उसका नाम बुद्ध रख दिया.
The moon god, the ruler of the stars, enjoyed great jubilation because of this son.
इस पुत्र के कारण नक्षत्रों के राजा सोम से अत्यधिक ने अत्यधिक हर्ष का अनुभव किया.
So here, Shukadeva Goswami is saying that the moon god, not the sun, is the ruler of the stars. Downloaded. So, I'll be concluding shortly, but this is just more juicy part of the whole thing. Text 16, 15 and 16. Thereafter, from Buddha to the womb of Ila, the son was born in Purarava, who is described in the beginning of the ninth canto. When his beauty, personal qualities, magnanimity, behavior, wealth, and power were described by Narada in the court of Lord Indra,
the celestial woman Virvasi was attracted by him. More sex, of course.
जब नारद ने इंद्र के दरबार में पूर्वा के सौंदर्य को दाता आचरण ऐश्वर्य तथा शक्ति का वर्णन किया तो दिवाकर उर्वशी उसके प्रति आकृष्ट हो गए जैसा आप देखते हैं भाव के इससे भिड़कर उसके पास
So Urvasi, she's a famous heavenly damsel, extraordinarily beautiful. She bewildered many kings on the earth in his ancient history.
So Urvasi was a
dancer, and Urvasi was very attracted by this gorgeous, powerful king.
So Urvasi was attracted to the Maharaja Puruvaki Pati,
named Pururava. So, we're out of time. We'll have to stop there today. But there's more to the story.
Stay tuned.
So, abhi samay samapt ho gaya hai. Isko hum yahi par vidam de rahe hain. Par bahut katha baki hai. Usse aapko.
Garanjana Shiva Bhagavan ki jai. Jagaguru Sri Baba ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Kumar Krishna Maharaj ki jai. Jai Gopamanande Hare Bol. That was only 50 minutes. 50 minutes is less than an hour.